Hey, it's Alanya from the Trail 1033. This month, I sat down with Heather Krylik, one of the owners of the Lake Missoula Tea Company, to taste the curious and colorful flavors of the butterfly pea flower. While the power of podcasts can paint a pretty picture in your mind, this is something you truly have to see to believe. Stop by the Lake Missoula Tea Company at 136 East Broadway for the full tea experience.
Heather here with Lake Missoula Tea Company. And so I know we did green tea, Japanese green tea last month. And this month, we're going to look at butterfly pea flowers. Okay, here at Lake Missoula Tea Company, we currently have three teas that we use the butterfly pea flowers with. The first is the straight butterfly pea flowers. So you're going to get a really strong, vibrant, beautiful blue when you brew this tea and a little bit of kind of hint of like peas. The second one is our Bodacious Blue, which is a blend of the butterfly pea flowers, peppermint, lemongrass, and a little bit of mango. So it's kind of got a few layers going on with that one, and that's good hot or cold. And the last one is our Emerald Elixir, which some of you may be familiar with our purple tea that comes from Kenya as part of this blend. We have holy basil in it, lemon myrtle, and we've added the butterfly pea flowers to it too. And this kind of offsets the color a little bit to more of a kind of a gray, green, gray, purplish somewhat. So three fun flavors to play with at Lake Missoula Tea Company. And you can also throw the butterfly pea flowers into anything that you already have and try a little blending on your own. Some of you may have heard of butterfly pea flowers. I had several customers ask if we could get some, and I think that they had seen it in other urban areas, different tea shops, and like, Heather, can you get some of these butterfly pea flowers? So I've been asking one of my sources where I get tea from in China, and for the last year, she's been testing butterfly pea flowers, and she finally kind of came to the conclusion that all the tests that they were doing ended up having contaminants in it. And so this is a tea farm that has they have a farm in China, in Yunnan. They also have a farm in Thailand. And Thailand is where the butterfly pea flowers kind of originate out of, in that region of Southeast Asia. So they're now purchasing butterfly pea flowers from farms and then manufacturing them themselves at their facility in Thailand. So I have a great solid source of healthy butterfly pea flowers now. So the scientific name for the butterfly pea flowers is called Clitora ternitea. And I'm not sure if I'm saying it correct, but you may have noticed the first word clitora is related to the female genitalia. And so that's what it's named after, because it kind of has that look to it, the petal does. When the petal comes out, it lasts for about 24 hours and then it withers away, it wilts away. In Asia, I've read that it's sometimes called pigeon wings. And I may kind of really fumble this, but in Thailand, they call it Da Khon Chon. And in this area of the world where they drink this tea, they often blend it with like a lemon and honey or a lemon and palm sugar. And it's often after dinner. Has no caffeine in it. This is not a tea. So tea comes from Camellia sinensis. This is not that, okay? This is an herb. And besides the fact that people were asking about this and really wanting us to bring this in here, I knew that it had this blue color, and I knew that we could do some cool things with blends, and then it would be just kind of exciting for people to experiment with. It's supposed to help with your hair growth also. And it's also used as a food dye. And several places are starting to use it in like different cocktails and just different beverages because of its vibrant blue. What's good about it? What are people excited about? Well, I'm going to talk about what's healthy about it, and then we're going to do some experiments and kind of play with the color a little bit. It's traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine, originated in India, and it talks about having a balance of body systems. And when your body systems are out of whack, your health is not as good as it could be, and so you'll have a prescription of a varied diet with certain foods to bring you back into balance. And maybe kind of, so it has a history in Ayurveda, has for centuries. It's also known as a nootropic. A nootropic means it's related to brain function, cognitive function, memory. It's supposed to be really good for that. There are several other herbs that can do that, like GABA, for instance. Butterfly pea flowers are also supposed to help with your brain. Anti-stress, antidepressant. I saw that many references related to antidepressant, anti-stress. Kind of has a calming, sedative properties, may help with constipation. I think if you drink too much, you might get diarrhea, so something just to be aware of. And also supposed to be good for the skin. Several references to anti-aging, which I don't quite, if I could drink all of this and all my wrinkles would go away, woohoo, but probably have to drink quite a bit of that. Anti-inflammatory, good for headaches. So, I mean, related to swelling, rashes. So the thing about foods that have color, you guys have heard this before when we've talked about the purple tea, is that
that color pigment is called anthocyanin. So in this case, rather than being purple, like a purple grape or like purple cabbage, it's blue. So it's got a lot of anthocyanin in it. So if it has a lot of anthocyanin, what does that mean? Well, it means it has a lot of antioxidants. Well, what does a lot of antioxidants mean? And why are they good for you? Well, antioxidants fight free radicals. And so free radicals are unstable molecules in your body that kind of get produced through natural processes, but you don't want them hanging around. And so that's why you want lots of antioxidants, because it fights the free radicals. And overall, just good health, having lots of antioxidants. So it's a good thing. Anything with purple, anything with pigment is always good to eat over something that doesn't have pigment. What's fun about butterfly pea flowers is we've been having a lot of fun at the tea shop, because we've been playing around with a lot of blends and sharing it with a lot of our wholesale customers, and they've been having fun kind of brewing it and seeing the vibrant blue that it has. So we're going to do three tests, and it may or may not happen. We're going to have a straight butterfly pea flower. We're going to have a straight butterfly pea flower and add lemon to it, a little lemon powder. And another one, we're going to add some holy basil. And the reason why we're doing this is because butterfly pea flowers are a pH indicator. Several other things are, like, let's say hibiscus is also an indicator. When you add something to it, it can change colors. In this case, something that's more acidic will become maybe more purple, and something that's more basic becomes more green. And as it oxidizes, it'll become more green if it were to sit out for a long period of time. So we're going to do this little test and see what the colors do. And then we're going to try the three teas that we have that we serve in the tea shop. The three teas that we serve in the tea shop are just the butterfly pea flowers straight, which are going to taste a little bit like peas, like sweet pea, because this is also in the legume family, so it's a pea. We're going to try our bodacious blue, which is a blend of peppermint and lemon and mango with the butterfly pea flowers. And then we have the emerald elixir, which is a purple tea with lemon and butterfly pea flowers and some holy basil. So a bunch of kind of testing here and watching to see what happens, and then sampling some other teas. So that's what we're going to do next. And add a little true lemon here to this one. Oh, let's see.
Oh yeah, it's getting like purple. It's getting
purple. Can you see it? Can you see the purple? Oh my goodness. My yeah, that's really cool. It's
oh
really
my
pretty.
Gosh.
It's so pretty.
That is so cool.
And you can smell how it smells like peas.
Yeah, you can really taste it.
You can really taste it. It's got kind of like a little mealy, kind of like, tastes like pea water.
Who knew drinking herbs could be so fun and colorful? See for yourself. Stop by the Lake Missoula Tea Company at 136 East Broadway for the full tea experience.